from Bracker Court. Fremont, Nebraska. We get set for men's basketball play. The Dort College Defenders and the Midland Warriors getting set for a men's contest, matching two teams that had played three times last year. Dort College prevailed in two of the three, losing a tight game here in Fremont in January. That was a game that was part of a midseason slide that saw Dort College lose two games in a span of a week. And then the Defenders bounced back, got rolling, and made it all the way to the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship game and eventually the NAI National Quarterfinals before seeing their season come to an end with a 30-5 mark. For Midland last season, it was a disappointing end to the season in the semifinal round. They were a team that was right at the brink of cracking into the top 25 to make the national tournament as an at-large team. And this year they have started the season off with a 3-4 mark. They stand 1-2 in the conference. They got their first win of the conference season against Concordia in overtime this past Wednesday. While the Dort College Defenders stand 8-1 overall, 2-1 in the conference. They got a win over Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday on the road as well. Take a closer look at these two teams. Midland's wins this year have come over Johnson and Wales, Kansas Wesleyan, and Concordia. They have a three-point loss to Northwestern, along with a pair of one-point losses to Park and Mount Mercy. The other loss for Midland is to Hastings. That came in league play. The Warriors average 82.3 points per game, allow 75.9 points per outing. They out-rebound teams 35.9 to 31.1. Teams are converting 49.2% of the field goals they attempt. Midland makes 49.1%. Warriors make over a third of the three-point shots they take. They've committed 83 turnovers through seven games to 99 turnovers for opponents. This typically isn't a team that is built for forcing turnovers. They will play tough man-to-man, or they will play tough half-court defense. They'll, in all likelihood, limit you to one shot, and then they'll get the rebound, and then they won't push it real hard, in past years at least. Now, they might have a little different look this season. They're led by James Parrott, scoring 19.6 points per game. He's a senior here by way of Bellevue University. He grabs 4.4 rebounds per outing. He's also blocked 19 shots. Ben Emick and Jerome Vaughn each average 12.4 points per game. Vaughn's converting 72.7% of the field goals he tries. He also takes down a team-high 9.4 rebounds per game. Galen Gully adds 11.6 points per game and is the leading assist man with 29. Emick has assisted on 25 baskets. Kiefer Musial comes off of the bench to score 8.1 points per game. For the Defenders, they're 8-1 this year, 2-1 in league play. Their loss is to Doan 2 weeks ago today, 86-70. That game was played in Crete, Nebraska. The Defenders average 85 points per game, allow 62.9 points per contest. They out-rebound teams 39.9 to 29.7. Dort College converts 51.9% of the field goals they try and limit opponents to 39.1% success. The Defenders also convert 42.3% of the three-point attempts they take and allow opponents to make 31.3%. Dort College has lifted their free throw success rate to 66.7. They've turned the ball over 142 times for 148 times for foes. Cliff Warner leads the team with a 15.4 points per game average. He makes 46.5% of his three-point attempts. Trevor Walterstorff is good for 13.3 points per game and 4.8 rebounds, and he makes 60.3% of his field goals. Jordan Vogel's average is at 13.1 points per game, and he takes in 5.3 rebounds. He converts 72.3% of his field goal tries. Austin Kachi completes the double-digit averages with 10.2 points per game. He is making 46.2% of his three-point shots. Chris Severs and Sean Kaiser each average 8.8 points per game. Kaiser has converted 17 of 30 three-point shots and is averaging 4.2 rebounds. Kyle Lindberg leads the team with 10 blocks, 18 steals, and he also leads the team in rebounds with 6.3 per game. Lindberg is scoring 7.9 points per game. Let's check in now with Coach Ross Dalma, Dort College men's basketball coach. He shares his thoughts about today's contest.
Coach Ross Dalma in 3, 2, 1. Dort College Defenders take on Midland and Great Plains Athletic Conference action today, and the Dort College Defenders coming off of a win over Dakota Wesleyan the same night. Midland was getting their first win of the conference season as they knocked off Concordia in overtime. Coach, taking on a Midland team that the record, as we talked about with Dakota Wesleyan, very deceiving in that they've lost a lot of close contests.
It is very deceiving, Mike.
you know, when the season started, they're one of the schools that was receiving votes in the national poll, and rightly so. I think talent-wise, they're as good as anybody in the league. You know, there are some of their kids are young that they're playing, and as we know, those kids tend to get a whole lot better as the season progresses. They had a nice win this past Wednesday over Concordia at Concordia, and just seem to be really gelling right now.
You played on Wednesday night with Dakota Wesleyan. Looking back, as you try to change things up from game to game, what did you like that you did on Wednesday night?
We did a nice job of recognizing who had the hot hand and who had the best opportunity to score. I thought our post guys did a nice job of passing out of double teams and hitting perimeter guys in Cliff and Sean and Austin, who were wide open for shots. I thought we were patiently aggressive on offense throughout the evening. The turnovers were relatively low. And obviously we shot a high percentage, but I think that had a lot to do with our shot selection.
What kind of game will Midland try to turn this into? Do they want to keep games in the 60s and 70s? Do they want to go up-tempo? What will they try to do?
Midland this year is a little bit more up-tempo than they have been in the past. And they have a little bit more of a dynamic scorer in Parrott on the perimeter, who's a newcomer to them. So they'd like to get him out in the open floor and allow him to do some things with his athleticism. They definitely have been scoring in the 70s and 80s, and I look for them to do the same again. As far as what type of game it'll be, definitely be physical. They had a very physical team last year, really roughed us up down there, and we didn't handle it that well. We're definitely going to need to do a better job of being prepared to take on some of their hits and bumps here as the game goes on.
You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from a variety of businesses. They include Iowa State Bank, offices in Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look then at the starting lineups for today's contest. Let's begin with the host team, the Midland Warriors. They are starting number 3, Ben Emig. Emig, a 5'11 junior from Omaha, Nebraska. He's averaging 12.4 points per game. James Parrott is a senior from Omaha, Nebraska. He's 6'2", and he is averaging a team-high 19.6 points per game. Galen Gully is a 5'7 guard from Omaha, Nebraska. He is averaging 11.6 points per game. Jerome Vaughn is a 6'3 senior from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And he is averaging 12.4 points per game. And number 42 is Trace Murray. Murray is a 6'7 junior from Columbus, Nebraska. And he is averaging 4.4 points per outing. For the Dort College Defenders, their probable starting lineup is Cliff Warner. Warner is a 6-foot senior from Altoona, Iowa. He is averaging 15.4 points per game. Austin Conchie is a 6'4 junior from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 10.2 points per game. Trevor Walterstorff is a 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa. He is averaging 13.3 points per game. Kyle Lindberg wears number 31. He's a 6'7 junior from Margate, Florida, averaging 7.9 points per outing. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Dort College Defenders will be Jordan Vogel. Vogel wears number 43. He's a 6'7 senior from Rock Valley, Iowa. He is averaging 13.1 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more from Fremont, Nebraska, right after this. We've had the introductions. Well, we haven't had the introductions of our starting lineups. We've had the national anthem here in Fremont with the Dort College Defenders and Midland Warriors set to tip things off here shortly. We will get started just, more than a few minutes after our scheduled start time of 4 o'clock. The women's contest marred by a lot of fouls and a lot of turnovers. Dort College prevailed in that women's game, though, by a final score of 70-63 all totaled. There were 45 turnovers between the two teams and a grand total of 47 free throws whistled on the two teams combined. Dort College wins it, though, 70-63. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. In their most recent outings, Dort College got a win over Dakota Wesleyan. That was at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Dort College getting the victory by a final of 95-78. Dort College led 43-39 at halftime. Built the lead to 50-39 with a 7-point run to start the second half. Wesleyan cut the difference to 6 with 8 minutes left. Dort College outscored the Tigers 52-39 in the second half. Cliff Warner led Dort College with 21 points. Trevor Walterstorff also had 21. Austin Conchi scored 18. Sean Kaiser and Chris Severs each had 11 points in reserve roles. For Midland, they prevailed in overtime at Concordia, 88-81. Score was tied 73-all at the end of regulation. Warriors outscored Concordia 38-32 in the second half. Jerome Vaughn scored 21 points, had 4 steals with 5 rebounds. Ben Emig added 20 with 4 rebounds and 2 assists. James Parrott knocked down 16. Galen Gully 14. He also had 5 assists and 2 steals. He played 40 minutes. Midland out-rebounded the Bulldogs 33-31, turned it over 16 times to 13 times for Concordia. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Parrott will jump it up against Jordan Vogel. Saw Parrott play last year at the national tournament where he played for Bellevue. Today, he is in a Midland University jersey as he transferred after last year. Pass goes out front with a basketball. Parrott as Midland controls the opening tap. Midland with the basketball. This is Emig. Emig with it at the top of the key. Comes back over to Parrott. Parrott goes right side. Gully. Gully with the ball. They go pick and roll. Gully tries to hesitate. Nothing there. They go over to Emig. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Parrott with the basketball. They come back right side over to Emig. Emig gets the ball screen. Emig stops. Tries the pick and roll pass. Gets it down low to Vaughn. Vaughn loses the handle on it and shot clock violation. Jerome Vaughn didn't realize how much time was on the shot clock. Refused to take the jumper. Dort College gets possession. So the possession arrow points to Dort College as well after the opening tap controlled by Midland. Pick and roll for Dort College. They drop it off for Vogel. Vogel faces up 12-footer. Baseline whispers it through. Jordan Vogel with a 2-point basket. Dort College leads 2-0. Bringing the basketball up is Midland. They run a set play. This is Gully. Gully stepping back. Decides against the shot. Gets it away to Vaughn. Vaughn to Emig. Emig with the basketball. Emig's going to drive in. Dumps it off. Shot is up and good. We're tied at 2-2 on the basket by Jerome Vaughn. Dort College coming back the other way. Right side Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi gives it up. Vogel. Vogel in traffic. Shot is good. Jordan Vogel with a pair of field goals. Dort College leads 4-2. Back the other way quickly. Parrott. Parrott on the left wing. Parrott will drive in, and we've got a charging foul called on Parrott as he went airborne. Jordan Vogel set up to take the charge. Parrott whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number one on Midland. First foul called on either team for that matter. Jordan Vogel picks himself up off the deck. Pass goes left side Walterstorff. Walterstorff guarded there by Parrott. That's a pretty good matchup there. Screen by Vogel. Kachi with it on the right wing, guarded by Emig. Pass goes down low to Vogel. Vogel facing up against Trace Murray. Vogel will shoot the 12-footer, whispers it through, another one. 6 points for Vogel. Dort College leads 6-2, and Coach Todd Eisner comes out, meets his post player Trace Murray with his hands out as if to say, what you gonna do? Dort College leads 6-2. Timeout charge to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort women won earlier this afternoon, 70-63. After the timeout, Dort College on defense. Midland has the basketball. Emig. Emig on the right side. They were able to run a pick and roll a couple of possessions ago for a basket to Vaughn. Now they go back to Emig. Emig on the left elbow. Comes back over to Parrott. Parrott, three, knocks it down. James Parrott with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 6-5. With it on the left side is Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff to Kachi. Kachi on the curl, and he tries to get it over to Vogel, and it's tapped out of bounds by Vaughn. So Vaughn able to tip it out of bounds. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Ball's inbounded to Lindbergh. And we've got a travel called on Cliff Warner. So Warner turns it over. And the Dort College defenders turn it over. Midland gets the basketball back. So Midland used the timeout, try and settle things down. They got a three-pointer by James Parrott moments ago. And now Galen Gully's got it out front. Gully passes left side over to Parrott. Parrott with the basketball. Parrott, nothing there. Comes back over to Gully. Gully to Vaughn. Vaughn driving in against Lindbergh. Puts it up off of the glass. No good. He's making 71% of his shots. Outlet pass Warner. Warner tries to feed it ahead to Kachi, and Kachi has it poked away from behind. Goes out of bounds. Last touched. And the Dort College defenders will now have it right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner to throw it in. Warner gets it into Kachi. Kachi catches, fires three, no good off the heel. Rebound taken away by Parrott. Parrott climbs the ladder. He gets it away to Emig. Emig on the left side. Then Emig passes back over to Parrott. Parrott with it. Parrott, pick and roll. They get it to Vaughn. Vaughn on the baseline. Vaughn, nothing there. Picks up his dribble. 20 to shoot for Midland. Comes back over to Emig. Emig stops at the top of the key. Now drives in, splits the defense. Layup with the left hand is good. Emig makes it a one-point Midland lead, their first lead of the ballgame. Warner goes right side over to Kachi. Kachi guarded there by Emig. Kachi drops it off for Vogel. Vogel tries to feed it underneath, and Parrott taps it off of his own foot out of bounds to lead Dort College basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Vogel, Kachi, and Lindbergh are out. Tyler Walterstorff, Sean Kaiser, and Chris Sievers are in. Dort College trailing 7-6. 16:32 left to play in the game. Lob pass down low, Sievers. Sievers wheels into the lane. His short shot is good. Chris Sievers with the two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders back in front, 8-7. Midland basketball, Parrott. Parrott off the dribble. Feeds it inside to Trace Murray. Murray nothing there. They'll get it back over to Emig. Emig will back it out and set it up. Emig with it in between the circles out front, comes over to Parrott. Parrott looking to the baseline, kicks it out, Emig. Emig, three is good. Ben Emig with the three-point basket, he's got five, and the defenders trail 10-8. Tyler Walterstorff, left side, Trevor Walterstorff. Trevor with it on the wing, guarded there by Parrott. Comes back over to Cliff. Cliff at the free throw line. Warner passes back over to Walt. Walt, three off the mark, no good. And it'll be Dort College basketball as the ball gets caught between the glass and the rim. It lodges there. It should be Dort College basketball. Should be Dort College basketball on the possession arrow. Good grief. I'm not sure how you misapply that rule. Now they will get Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Doesn't matter that you're the team that shot it. It goes to an alternating possession. Walterstorff over to Kaiser. Kaiser with it. Back over to Cliff Warner. Dort College trailing by two. Comes left side over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff drops it off. Sievers. Sievers gathers himself. Shot off of the glass is good. Sievers ties it up at 10-10 with 15:18 remaining in the first half. Gully with the basketball. Gully passes over to Emig. Emig with the ball. Emig on the right side. Emig passes left side over to Parrott. Parrott with it on the wing. Three-pointer on the way by the Midland Warriors' keeper, Musial. Musial makes the three. Dort College trails 13-10. Midland has made three threes here in the early going. Dort College getting a dose of their own medicine from Wednesday night when they couldn't miss on three-pointers, it seemed. Kaiser over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff underneath it goes Sievers. Sievers guarded there by Musial. Sievers, again, leaner in the lane is good. Chris Sievers with 6 points. All of Dort College's points coming from the paint. 13-12, Dort College down a point. With it out front is Gully. Gully to Emig. Emig back to Musial. Musial with the basketball underneath Parrott. Parrott, tough angle, gets it away to Vaughn. Vaughn shot no good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Walt ahead to Warner. Warner with the basketball back to Trevor. Trevor, layup with the right hand from the left side. Good. Trevor Walterstorff for the two-point basket in transition. Dort College leads 14-13. Gully with the basketball, setting the offense for Midland. He and Emig will take turns running point. Musial, another three, missed it, no good. Rebound weak side Kaiser. Midland retreating as that shot went up. Comes over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff in traffic. Shot is blocked by Vaughn. Rebound taken away by Midland. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Kaiser in the backcourt. Comes back over to Cliff. Cliff with it. Crosses over Gully. Back up front, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser back to Warner. Warner with the basketball. 13:40 remaining in the first half. Dort College leading 14-13. With the basketball is Walterstorff. That's Tyler over to Trevor. Trevor, Cliff. Cliff, three. Bang, bang, bang. Cliff Warner with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defender lead is 17-13. Back the other way we come, Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully on the right wing, guarded there by Kaiser. Gully looking for the cutter, Parrott. Comes back over to Musial. Musial gives it right back over to Emig. Emig behind the three-point line. Comes back over to Musial. Musial three-pointer is good. Keeper Musial cuts it down to a one-point game at 17-16. Musial doesn't look like he's an outside shooter. He's a blocky fella. Looks like he could play offensive tackle if you needed him to. Underneath Walterstorff. Layup no good there for the rebound, though, is Severs. Severs fouled on the play, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws. So Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Gully whistled for the personal. His first. Team foul number two. Musial this season. Trying to look up some numbers on him in terms of three-point shots. First free throw on the way for Severs is up and down. Chris, a 69% free throw shooter. He's got 7 points. Musial this season, 12 of 23 from the three-point line, 52%. He's 2 for 3 so far this afternoon. Kachi back into the ballgame along with Lindberg. Vogel waiting to check in. Trevor Walterstorff is out along with Tyler Walterstorff. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Midland. So Dort College takes an 18-16 lead on one made free throw by Severs. Midland with the basketball. Dylan Travis running point now for Midland. He goes right side over to Avery Langford. Midland going to their bench. 12:35 left to go in the half. Langford catches, fires, baseline J, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi loses the handle momentarily, gets it back over to Lindberg. Lindberg will bring it up the floor himself. Kyle with the basketball at the free throw line, back over to Cliff. Cliff on the left wing, off the bounce. Down low it goes to Lindberg. Ball's tapped. Severs loses it, picked up by Midland. Midland coming the other way on the busted play. Travis lays it up, lays it down. Broken play. Midland won the race to the ball that time. It's 18-18. 12 minutes left to go in the first half. Dort College with the basketball. Kaiser, Kachi, Lindberg. Lindberg out front. Kaiser. Kaiser's passed down low, and we've got a hold called on Midland. Ball's going to go on Midland and the keeper Musial. See if Dort College can take advantage of a little bit more quickness that they have with Musial on the floor. This is not as athletic of lineup for Midland as the one that started. You've still got Emig on the floor, but you've got Gully off it. Kachi with the basketball. We're tied up 18-18. Nathan Rindles checks in. He and Warner will play together. Warner with the basketball. Warner kicks it out. Rindles. Nathan. Nothing there. Vogel. Comes back right back over to Warner. And Warner looking to make the pass before he catches the ball. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Dort College defenders. The Dort College turns it over. Midland gets it back. We're tied up 18-18. 11:37 left to go in the first half. Galen Gully into the contest. Emig will check out. Goes left side over to Travis. Dylan Travis gives it off to Langford. Langford beyond the three-point line. Dort College jams the pick-and-roll play. Now Gully guarded by Rindles. Gully trying to work it in against the freshman. Hesitation move. Lays it up. Lays it down. And he's fouled on the play. Galen Gully will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. 20-18 our score, Dort College. Trailing by a deuce here. We're in Fremont, Nebraska for this women's and men's basketball doubleheader. Missed free throw by Gully. Gets it away to Lindbergh. That's Rindles getting it over to Lindbergh. Left side it goes Warner. Three-pointer, got it. Three-point basket for Cliff. He's got six. Dort College regains the lead at 21-20. On the other end, a two-point basket for Avery Langford. Langford makes it 22-21 on the transition basket. Dort College slow in getting back. Kachi with it left wing. They look down low for Vogel. Vogel puts up the shot, heavily contested, and a foul called over the back against Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh called for the pushing foul on the rebound. Trevor Walterstorff will check into the contest. Kyle Lindbergh will check out. Foul number one on Lindbergh. On the floor for the defenders right now, the starting five minus Lindbergh plus Rindles. Gully has it out front. Dort College down a pair, 23-21. I believe it should be 22-21. Double check that. Three-pointer by Gully. Missed it. No good there for the rebound, though. Kicking it out is Dylan Travis, and Midland will reset it. Midland has the basketball. Comes back out front to Travis. Travis on the left wing. Travis will put up the 15-footer. He gets it. Dylan Travis with 4 points. And Midland leads it 25-21. 25-21 our score. Three-pointer on the other end by the Dort College defenders. A quick three by Kachi, no good. Here comes Midland back the other way. They feed it off to Gully. Gully's shot is good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Gully will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Sean Kaiser will check in. That foul is charged to Dort College. And Nathan Rindles. Rindles has just picked up his second. He'll check out of the ballgame. Sean Kaiser will check back in. Midland trying to make it an 8-point ball game here, 28-21, and Gully makes the free throw. Gully, a 74% free throw shooter, extends the lead to 7 for Midland. So Midland has taken the lead. They're on an 8-0 run right now. Vogel to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff has it out front. A little too much dribbling. Ball taken away by Gully. Gully with a steal. Coming back the other way. Lays it up. Lays it down. Galen Gully with 7 straight points. And the Midland Warriors have opened up a 30-21 advantage on the Dort College defenders. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. A 10-0 run by the Midland Warriors. They lead at 30-21. 9:31 remaining in the first half. Midland has done it with, largely, with 7 points in a row by Galen Gully. You throw in a three-point basket as well. I believe that was by Kiefer Musial. And that's how you get a 10-point run put together. Kaiser passes it over to Kachi. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by the defenders. Vogel out front to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Kaiser, Kaiser, Walterstorff, Walterstorff, Kaiser. Kaiser tries to feed it down low, and Vogel is stripped. Coming away with it, Midland. Coming back the other way, Travis. Travis has it stolen away. Here comes Warner. Warner with the basketball, and Warner is tripped up on the play. Foul's going to go on Midland at midcourt. That's Dylan Travis. Travis whistled for the personal, and Cliff Warner will pick himself up as he got fouled hard. Travis whistled for the personal, his first. Inbounding will be Sean Kaiser. Inbound, they get it to Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner on the right wing with the basketball. They pick up the dribble, so there's no pick and roll. Kachi comes left side over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Walt. Walt, shot, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Vogel. It'll be Dort College. Oh, it'll be Midland basketball. 8:50 left to go in the first half. Dort College trails 30-21. Midland right now on a 10-0 run. Gully takes it across half court. Gully with the basketball. He's on the right wing. Gets a screen out front. Instead passes right side over to Langford. Round the horn they go. This is Travis. Travis to Langford. Langford layup good. Avery Langford makes it 32-21, an 11-point lead for Midland. Trevor Walterstorff with the basketball. Time for Dort College to start chipping away. Comes left side, Kachi. Kachi with the ball to Warner. Warner has to come out to midway between the circles to get that pass. They get it, Vogel. Vogel reverses Kaiser. Kaiser, three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Walt, fade away in the lane, good. Trevor Walt with 4 points. Dort College trails 32-23. Midland basketball, Gully. Gully on the left side gives it up to Travis. Travis in the left corner. Travis with the basketball. He comes right side over to Hoosier. Hoosier to Travis. Travis fires it back. That's Jerome Vaughn. 15 to shoot for Midland. They get it out front. Gully, he'll set the offense from the midcourt circle. Gully will drive in. Kick out pass, Hoosier. Hoosier, right side. Three on the way for Langford. No good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner over to Kachi. Here comes Dort College with a chance to cut into the 9-point lead. That was 11 at one point. They go over to Walt. Walterstorff's pass deflected out. Kaiser, Kaiser, Warner. Warner, three. Missed it. No good. There for the rebound, though, is Walterstorff, and he's fouled on the play by Jerome Vaughn. Vaughn whistled for the personal. Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That's foul number one on Vaughn. And we'll shoot free throws with Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the free throw on the way. First one is up. Too strong, no good. Walterstorff is a 64% free throw shooter. Got another one on the way. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing 32-23. Midland using a 10-0 run moments ago to turn a 1-point lead into eventually a 9-point lead, and then it was 11 as well. Walterstorff makes one of two. He's got 5 points, and the defenders trail 32-24. 7 minutes and 5 seconds left to go in the first half. Pass goes left side. Down to the baseline and laying it up. From the left side is Kiefer Musial. Musial with his season average of 8 points here in the first half. Lindbergh guarded by Vaughn. Looking underneath. Gets it instead over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Comes over to Tyler. Tyler to Trevor Walterstorff. Trevor Walterstorff. Back it goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh head fake. Trying to dump it off underneath, does so, gets it to Tyler Walterstorff. His short shot is good from the right side. He curled off of the screen down low and was able to get wide open for the 2-point basket. Midland out on the perimeter that time defensively. Gully at the point, comes back over to Emig. Emig to Gully. Gully guarded there by Kyle Lindbergh. Gully wants to clear out. He's calling for a ball screen. Comes back over to Parrott. Parrott puts up a three, rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Cliff Warner with a basketball. Lindbergh left side, Tyler. Tyler with it on the wing. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking down low. They feed Seavers. Seavers shot the spinner from the right side, no good. Didn't have much to work with on the right side as he lost the angle. And Galen Gully able to split the Dort College defense. He's got 9 first-half points, and the Dort College defenders trail by 10 as no one stops the ball. Lindbergh with the basketball. He goes left side. Dort College surrendering 36 points in this first half. Walterstorff puts it up in traffic. He's fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line. It's either going to go on Parrott or Vaughn. It's going to go on Jerome Vaughn. That's his second. And Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So the Dort College defenders have surrendered too many points here in the first 14 minutes and 34 seconds of this first half. 36-27. Maybe want to give up 36.5. You don't want that up on the board with plus 5 remaining. Another free throw on the way for Walterstorff. He makes the first one, makes the second one. He's 2 for 2. 7 points for Walterstorff. Dort College trails by 8, 36-28. All that being said, if you put together two or three defensive stops in a row, score on the other end, and you make this pretty respectable heading into halftime. Out front is Dylan Travis. Travis goes left side, Emig. Emig, Hoosier. Hoosier with the three. Got it. Jalen Hoosier with the three-point basket, and it's back to an 11-point lead for Midland, 39-28. Lindbergh, right side, Walterstorff. Tyler tries to feed it under to Trevor, and it's taken away by Parrott. Here comes Midland in transition. They feed it off, left side, three on the way for Emig. Missed it, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Parrott. He kicks it back out. Emig catches the ball on the left wing. Hoosier, another long three, and he hit it. Jalen Hoosier with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 42-28. Midland has jumped out to a 14-point advantage with 4:41 remaining. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Reese Beaver and Nathan Rendles on the bench. Davidson Herger checks in the ballgame as well. Elliot Christians goes over to Beaver. Beaver, Van Buck. Van Buck, three ball, got it. Well, Dort College shaking up the bottle here in the late going. Van Buck knocks down a three. So I'm going to have to scribble down some players who are not in the regular rotation. Rebound taken away by Den Herger as he bothered the shot. Here comes Rendles. Rendles tries to feed it off to Van Vocht, and Coach Ross Dalma going to the bench saying, we're going to try these guys. We'll get the lineup for you in just a moment. It's Rendles. Rendles into the lane. His layup is good. Nathan Rendles with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 42-33. 3:50 left to play in the first half. Midland with the basketball. On the floor for the defenders. Beaver, Christians, Rendles, Den Herger, and Van Vocht. Charging foul as Rendles steps in, takes the charge, and the Midland Warriors turn the ball over. Dort College has the lead down to single digits on back-to-back buckets. And now Van Vocht will inbound the ball to Rendles. Nathan Rendles will bring the basketball up for the defenders. Rendles working against Dylan Travis. Well, Coach Ross Dalma saw enough, and at that timeout, he sends five new players in. Then Herger blocked on the other end. Looks like he might get a shot. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Up the floor is Dylan Travis. Three-pointer on the way, straight on. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Vocht. Missing the shot was Musial. Here comes Dort College, 3:15 remaining. Comes back right side, Beaver. Beaver with a basketball. Beaver gives it off to Christians. Christians to Rendles. Rendles to Den Herger. Den Herger at the free throw line. Back to Reese. Beaver with it on the left side. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Loose basketball. Picking it up is Emig. Emig driving in. Layup is good. Ben Emig picks up the garbage points. Dort College trails again, 44-33, an 11-point difference. So the two-point basket for Emig. He's got seven first-half points. Christians with it out front. Comes back over to Rendles. Rendles, three, got it. Three-point basket, Nathan Rendles. He's got five, and the defenders trail 44-36. 2:28 left to play in the half. Midland with the basketball. Driving baseline, Den Herger doesn't give ground, and forcing the ball up is Hoosier, and Hoosier is fouled on the play. Jalen Hoosier will go to the free-throw line to shoot two. Well, this five gave Dort College a spark, if nothing else. A spark they were missing. Let's see if the five new players who come back in for Dort College can continue that spark. Back on the floor for Dort College, the original starting five. Hoosier made the first free throw. He's trying to make it a 10-point game again here. Second free throw on the way for Hoosier is up and down, 46-36. Dort College is down 10. 2:20 left to go in the half. Warner into the front court, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi with it on the right side. Kachi out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. He goes over to Austin Kachi. Kachi trying to feed a posting up. Trevor Walterstorff instead goes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Trevor. Trevor at the point. He comes right side over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball back over to Warner. Warner guarded closely by Gully. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Lindbergh looking high post, gets a screen, Kachi ball fake, he's going to drive in, puts it up, short-armed it, no good, there for the rebound, and the putback is Walterstorff, nobody's fouled. Good possession that time by the defenders. They weren't willing to just take the first shot that was available, worked it around, finally got a drive by Kachi, and going to the free throw line will be Trevor Walterstorff to shoot a pair. First free throw on the way for Walt is up and good. Trevor now 4 for 5 from the charity stripe. Be nice to get this difference down to about 7 points, 6 or 7 points before the half. Second free throw is on the way, and Walterstorff spins that one through. Trevor now 5 for 6 from the free throw line. Dort College trails 46-38. Bringing the basketball up for Midland is Gully. Gully guarded there by Warner, and Warner is going to be called for riding his hip up the floor. Team foul number 5 on the defenders. And for Cliff Warner, that is foul number 1. Foul number 1 on Warner. Midland will inbound the basketball. Parrott will throw it in. They get it into Gully. Gully with the basketball out front. Gully hesitates. Crosses over. Brings it back out front. Warner will chase him there. Comes out to the right wing, well beyond the three-point line. 20 to shoot for Midland. Pass it to Langford. Langford to Parrott. Parrott off the glass. Good. James Parrott with 5 points. Dort College trails 10, 48-38. Left side pass, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Vogel. Vogel fading away on the baseline. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Lindbergh, but Gully tied him up. But Gully was standing on the baseline. It'll be Midland basketball. I beg your pardon, Dort College basketball. 48-38, Dort College by 10. Warner to throw it in. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 1:13 remaining in the half. They get the ball inbounded to Walterstorff. Layup no good. Gets his own rebound back. He's stripped by Gully. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Walterstorff had a player hanging on his arms. Pretty tough to make that shot. Warner to inbound the basketball. Gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the wing. Comes back over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball. Back over to Walt. Walt, baseline jumper. Good. Trevor Walterstorff with his third field goal. He's got 11 points. Dort College trails 48-40. 48-40, Dort College down 8. Midland with the basketball. 50 on the game clock, 26 on the shot clock. Langford with it out front, looking for Parrott. No look pass, and it's thrown away. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College ball, 7 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Dort College with a chance to cut the lead down from 8. Bucket here, get a stop, that'd be huge. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Cliff brings it across half court. Dort College down 8. See if Dort College runs the clock down at all. Warner goes high post, Vogel. Vogel hesitates, gets it away. Kachi, 3 ball, got it! 3-point basket, Austin Kachi, his first of the day. Dort College trails 48-43. Coming back the other way, Midland. The shot clock is off, 20 seconds on the game clock. Gully with the basketball. He drives in, hesitates, comes back over to Langford. Langford back to Gully. 9 seconds left. They go high post. With it is Hoosier. Hoosier, Parrott. Parrott, they kick it out. Langford. Langford, 3 off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh, and that's the end of the half. A much better last 5 minutes of the first half than the middle middle 10 minutes of the first half. Dort College cuts what was an 11-point lead down to 5 at the intermission. 48-43, Midland leads. We take a break. This is KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing at halftime 48-43 to the Midland Warriors in men's college basketball play. A poorly played 10-minute stretch for the Dort College defenders resulted in a lot of far too easy baskets for Midland. Dort College found themselves down by as many as 11, and they can feel fortunate to have the lead cut down to 5 at halftime, 48-43. Dort College trailed us actually by as many as 14 at 42-28, and that was that point. Coach Ross Dahma said enough is enough. He brought 5 new players into the contest. Aaron Van Vocht hit a 3-point basket in that stretch. Nathan Rindles hit a 3-point basket as well. And the Dort College defenders stemmed the momentum and were able to cut into the lead and outscored Midland 15-6 for the remainder of the half and won it in a trail at halftime now 48-43. Dort College led unofficially by Trevor Walterstorff's 11 points, while Midland was topped by Jalen Hoosier with his 11 points off of the bench. in the first half. We'll be back with a look at the numbers for the first half of play right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. The numbers look like this at halftime. Dort College 16 of 30 from the floor, 53.3%, 5 for 10 on three-point field goals, 50%, 6 of 8 on free throws, 75%. Those numbers are nice or good for Dort College. The other numbers, not so good. Midland, 19 of 30 from the floor, 63.3%, 7 of 14 on three-pointers, 50%, 3 for 4 on free throws, 75%. Dort College is out-rebounded Midland, 18 to 12. Dort College, 6 turnovers, Midland, 4. 5 steals for the Warriors, 2 steals for the defenders. Dort College is led by Trevor Walterstorff's 11 points. He's 5 for 6 from the free throw line. 7 points for Chris Sievers off of the bench. 3 for 4 from the floor. 1 for 2 on free throws. 6 points each for Jordan Vogel and Cliff Warner. Austin Kachi with 3 points. Nathan Rindles with 5. 3 for Aaron Van Vuck. 2 for Tyler Walterstorff. For Midland, 9 points for Galen Gully, 11 for Jalen Huger, 3 for 3 on three-point baskets, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Keeper Musial, 8 points, 2 for 4 from the three-point line, 1 for 1 from the two-point range. 7 for Ben Emig, 5 for James Parrott, 4 for Dylan Travis, 2 for Jerome Vaughn, 2 for Avery Langford. Rebounds, Dort College led by Trevor Walterstorff, 6 rebounds, 4 of them offensive. 2 for Kyle Lindberg. For Midland, Dylan Travis has 3 rebounds. James Parrott and Jerome Vaughn have 2 rebounds each. Ben Emig has 4 assists. James Parrott, Dylan Travis have 2 assists each. For Dort College, Cliff Warner with 3 assists. Trevor Walterstorff with 3 assists. No one with more than one steal for either team. 5 different players have 1 steal each for Midland. 2 different players have 1 steal each for the Dort College defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at what else is happening in the conference today right after this.
If
you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Not much in the way of halftime scores to pass along to you. Northwestern leads Nebraska Wesleyan 39-37 at halftime of that men's basketball game. Here at Midland, it's 48-43, Midland in front. And no other scores to pass along to you at this point. Women's basketball, 4 finals are in. Concordia and Morningside got a late start. Dort defeated Midland earlier today, 70-63, led by Brianna Spronks, 25 points. He was 15 of 21 from the free throw line. 25 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals for Spronk. Dakota Wesleyan defeated Hastings, 65-53. Northwestern over Nebraska Wesleyan, 103-61. Mount Marty defeated Doan in women's play, 70-55. Coming up this week on KDCR, Wednesday night, Dort College at home as they face Northwestern in Great Plains Athletic Conference action from the DeWitt Gymnasium. Women's game at 6, men's game to follow at about 8 o'clock. Next Saturday, Dort College back on the road. We'll be just an hour or so, a little further up the road in Lincoln, Nebraska, or down the road, I guess, down to the south. Dort College facing Nebraska Wesleyan on the road this 1 week from today. That's a 6 and 8 o'clock start time as well. I beg your pardon, 2 and 4 o'clock start time. 2 and 4 o'clock start time this Saturday, 1 week from today, versus Nebraska Wesleyan in women's and men's basketball. Today's broadcast of Dort College Basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with the second half action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, the Dort College Defenders. Trailing at halftime, 48-43. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance, Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. 48-43, Midland in front, Dort College on defense. Midland will have the basketball to start the second half. Bringing the basketball up is Galen Gully, and we are underway with the second half. They go right side over to Vaughn. Vaughn gives it up, Parrott. Parrott will drive in, lays it up with the right hand from the right side on the baseline move. That's a tough shot, and he gets it to go. He's got 7 points, and the Dort College defenders trail by seven at 50-43. Kachi, Walterstorff, Walterstorff, Kachi, Kachi, three ball, bang it. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket by Kachi. And the North College defenders trail 50-46. The North College trying to crawl back into this one after getting down by as many as 14. Emig will drive baseline, nothing there. Penn gets it away, Gully. Gully with the basketball. He wants to direct traffic now. Not even a minute into the second half here. Gully with the basketball. Gully passes over to Emig. Emig right side to Parrott. Parrott will put up the tough shot with Lindberg right in his face. Ball's loose, picked up by Kachi on the missed shot. Kachi with the basketball up the floor. Kachi to Lindberg. Lindberg looking down low. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kachi, guarded there by Emig. Gets the ball screen, feeds it off Vogel. Vogel puts it up, good. Two-point basket for Jordan Vogel. He's got 8 points, and the defenders trail by two at 50-48. With the basketball out front is Emig. Emig with the ball. Emig passes left side. Gets it over to Vaughn. Vaughn guarded by Walterstorff. Now Gully. Gully, Emig. Emig, knuckleball three, no good. Rebound fought for, tapped out, and controlled by Dort College. No, it's tapped out. Last touch by Vaughn. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the ball back, trailing by two, Warner with the ball. Cliff picks it up, passes over to Trevor Walterstorff, Walterstorff, Lindberg, Lindberg, Warner, Warner with it on the right wing. Dort College down a pair, comes back over to Kachi for the lead, bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket, Austin Kachi, he's got nine, and the defenders have taken the lead at 51-50. Galen Gully with the basketball across half court. Dort College trailed at 1 point. 42-28, now they retake the lead at 51-50. Emig passes over to Parrott. Parrott, guarded by Lindberg, backs it up, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Here comes Warner, doesn't have the numbers. Warner will pull up, feeds Lindberg the trailer. Lindberg ducks underneath, right-handed finish, good. Kyle Lindberg with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 53-50, and the Dort College defenders force Midland to use the timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Midland Warriors and Coach Todd Eisner. They'll talk it over, trailing by three. Back with more after this.
Here at Dort
College takes the lead, 51-50 moments ago. They get a bucket by Kyle Lindberg to make it 53-50. And now Midland will bring it up. Galen Gully will work it on the left side. Gully with the basketball. He passes out front. Vaughn. Vaughn to the posting up. Trace Murray. Murray nothing there. Murray averaging 4.4 points per game. He's been held scoreless so far. Emig with the basketball, guarded there by Kachi. Emig splits the defense, passes over to Gully. Gully three, got it. Galen Gully with 12 points, and we're tied up 53-53. Warner forced into a travel by Galen Gully. So Gully ties it up with a three and forces a turnover. Vogel is out, Severs is in. Nobody in any real foul trouble for either team at this point. Jerome Vaughn has two for Midland. Nobody else with more than one, according to my stat sheet. Comes right side over to Emig. Emig with a basketball. Emig will drive, pulls up, 15-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Midland wanted a reversal. Todd Eisner asking for it, doesn't get it from our official. I believe that's Chris Kubek. Justin Engels also calling the infractions, keeping things under control this afternoon. Ball's tapped out of bounds, last touch by Parrott for Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball inbounding. Warner to throw it in. Clipped inbound. Gets it out front to Kachi. Kachi to Kaiser. Kaiser on the right wing. Kaiser guarded there by Vaughn. Into the corner. Kachi. Kachi. Ball fake. Emig buys it the first time. Now Dort College, they give it underneath Walterstorff on the short corner. Comes over to Kaiser. Kaiser off the dribble, and Gully dives after it, takes it away. Gully driving in with the right hand. Shot no good, but a foul's going to go on Midland, I believe. Coming over the top, Trace Murray. Murray hit somebody pretty hard on the rebound. I'm not sure who caught the brunt of it. Kaiser was down there. We're still tied up 53-53, 16:15 left to go in the game. Kaiser with it out front. Kaiser picks up his dribble, gets it back over to Cliff. Cliff to Kachi. Kachi out front. Kachi, Kaiser. Kaiser will drive baseline, puts it up, and we've got a foul on the floor called on Midland and Jerome Vaughn. Vaughn has not been much of a factor so far today. The Dort College will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 53-53 our score. Inbounding is Warner left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Hoosier is in. Vaughn is out. They get the ball inbounded to Walterstorff. Walterstorff drives baseline, kicks it over to Kaiser. Kaiser reverses Lindbergh. Lindbergh into the lane. Warner. Warner, three-pointer, left it short, no good. Rebound tracked down, though, by Trevor Walterstorff, and now we've got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Chris Sievers, I believe. Chris Sievers whistled for the hold on the rebound. Foul number one on Sievers. Team foul number two on the defenders. We're still tied up 53-53. We've played better than a minute at this juncture for both teams. Gully with the basketball out front. Galen Gully with it on the right wing. Comes over to Emig. Emig with the ball. Emig goes left side over to Parrott. Parrott, nothing there. Gully. Gully on the right wing. Gully guarded by Walterstorff. Gully will set up, put up the three, and hit it. Galen Gully a handful this afternoon. He's got 15, and the defenders trail by three again, 56-53. Lindbergh goes right side, Kaiser. Kaiser, Walt. Walt, left side, it goes Warner. Warner to Lindbergh. Lindbergh at the free throw line. Comes back over to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Kaiser. Kaiser with a basketball. They get it right side back over to Warner. Warner with it out front. 15 to shoot for the defenders. 15 minutes left to go in the game. Lindbergh looking. Comes back over to Warner. Warner, ball fake. Puts it up. A lot of contact. No call made. Lindbergh with the basketball. He'll put up a three. He thought he was short on the shot clock. He still had a second or two to set himself. And he misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Midland basketball. Midland will bring the basketball up. This is Galen Gully. Gully on the left side. Midland playing with a three-point lead of 56-53. Out front, Gully passes left side to Hoosier. He had the hot hand early. Parrott with it on the wing. He wants to drive. Nothing there. Cut off by Walterstorff. Comes back to Gully. Gully will back it out. 10 to shoot for Midland. Gully working off the bounce. Stops. Puts it up. Shot. Missed it. No good. A lot of contact. Walterstorff gets the ball on the rebound. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh's pass is taken away by Emig. Emig with the turnover back the other way. Shot is up and good for Gully. Gully on the run out. Galen Gully now with 17. And the defenders careless with the basketball. Foul called on the other end. That's going to go on Galen Gully, I believe. That's number two on him. Galen Gully whistled for his second personal. He'll check out of the ballgame. Parrott checks out as well. No, they want Emig out. They want to leave Gully in. Make sure each team has five on the floor. Dort College countering with Tyler Waltersdorf coming in for Chris Severs along with Jordan Vogel. Austin Kachi checks out. Lindberg gets it in Warner. Warner three, got it. Three-point basket. Cliff Warner is third of the day. Dort College trails 58-56. Gully with the basketball. Gully working against Warner. And Gully will get a ball screen out front. Picks up his dribble. Now goes to Hoosier. Hoosier right side to Langford. Langford drives in. Kick out. Gully. Gully down to the baseline. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. And Cliff Warner got his foot on it. 13:35 left to go in the game. Midland 58. Dort College 56. So Midland to inbound the basketball. This is Dylan Travis. He gave Midland a spark earlier. Hit a couple of field goals for the Warriors in the first half. Tense battle. Dort College trailed by as many as 14 in the first half. Dort College has led by as many as 3 here in the second half. That was at 53-50. 17:01 left to go in the game. It was 53-53. It's now 13:35 left to go in the game. Travis throwing in. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Waltersdorf for Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball on the sideline. Kachi is in. Lindberg is out. You got the two Waltersdorfs, Warner, Vogel, and Kachi on the floor for the defenders. Midland has the basketball. Langford. Langford jammed out front, throws it away. He thought Hoosier was open in the corner, instead threw it away. So you got Hoosier, Langford, Travis, Gully on the floor for Midland. Warner goes to Tyler. Tyler with the basketball at the free throw line. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Kachi drops it off for Vogel. Vogel down low. Do they bring the double team? They won't. Now here's Warner on the kickout. Three-pointer. Get in there. Three-point basket. Cliff Warner. He's got four. 12 for the game. His fourth three-pointer. 12 points now for the game. Shot is blocked out of bounds. Kachi climbs the ladder and blocks the shot out of bounds attempted by Trevor Bryant. So Trevor Bryant has his shot blocked. Inbounding is Travis. Midland going to their bench here, trying to get a spark again. And Travis is going to throw it into the backcourt. Midland calls a timeout before they can get it inbounded. They were in danger of a 5 seconds call. Midland has used all their 30-second timeouts. They'll use a full. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Midland 59-58. Midland inbound the basketball when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by the Bedinglin Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Midland basketball throwing it in is Travis. Travis throws over the top, finds Emig. They've got plenty of time on the shot clock. Travis wants a pick and roll. He'll drive in. Jammed on the play by Warner. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Warner jammed him pretty hard. Throwing it up was Dylan Travis, and Travis gets the shot to go. For Cliff, that's number two today. 12:54 left to go in the game. Free throw off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Waltersdorf. He hands it off to Trevor Waltersdorf, and the Dort College defenders trail 60-59. They get it off to Kachi. Kachi to Vogel. Vogel with the slam dunk. Jordan Vogel with 10 points. Dort College leads 61-60. Midland coming back the other way. Travis. Travis with the basketball. Travis comes back over to Hoosier. Hoosier with the basketball. Emig. Emig with the ball. Left side, it swings to Travis. Travis to Langford, and Langford's going to be called for traveling. I'm not so sure that was traveling. Came to a jump stop. He threw it up off of the glass. Now, it wasn't a good shot by any stretch, but I don't think that was a travel. Anyhow, Dort College will get it on the turnover. Kyle Lindberg will bring it up. Ben Emig matching up with Cliff Warner. Now Warner will take it across half court. Warner has the basketball. Dort College playing up with a one-point lead. Kachi with it on the right wing. Dort College hammers it down low for Vogel. Vogel to Lindberg. Lindberg double team. Kachi. Kachi ball fake. Off the bounce. 17 footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out long. Coming away with it is Parrott for Midland. Midland with the basketball trying to retake the lead. 61-60. Dort College with the advantage. Emig with it out front. He's going to step back. Puts up a three and hit it. It doesn't look pretty, but it's pretty effective. He's got 10 points. And the Dort College defenders trail by a deuce, 63-61. Right side is Kachi. Kachi underneath it goes. Vogel. Vogel hook shot on the baseline. Good. Jordan Vogel with 12. We're tied up 63-63. 11:36 left to go in the game. On the left side is Parrott. They run a clear out down low. No post players for Midland right now. Parrott has his pocket picked by Lindberg. Lindberg driving the other way. Draws the contact, can't get the shot to go, and now a foul called on the other end. On the Dort College defenders on the rebound. Lindberg had Parrott right on his hip. And Kyle tried to go up strong with the right hand, but got nudged just enough, and it was a little too fast. And it was too strong off of the glass. No foul call. We head back the other way. Dort College got whistled for the foul on the other end. Midland with the basketball. This is Emig. Emig hit a three moments ago to give Midland a two-point lead at the time. Now he runs off a screen. They kick it into the corner to Travis. Travis with the basketball back over to Parrott. Parrott, three, catches, fires, good. 10 for Parrott. Dort College trails 66-63. Bringing the basketball up is Lindberg. Lindberg, left side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball on the baseline, gives to Vogel. We're not even halfway through this second half. Shaping up to be a tense battle the rest of the way. They get it underneath. Lindberg. Lindberg's shot, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Midland and Travis. Travis on the floor, picks it back up, gets it away to Hoosier. Hoosier with the basketball, goes right back over to Parrott. Parrott into the corner, Hoosier, Hoosier, Parrott, Parrott, puts it on the floor, might have traveled with it. We've got a hold instead called on the defenders. Sean Kaiser whistled for the personal. For Sean, that is number one. Kaiser whistled for the personal. Inbounding will be Dylan Travis, Midland with a three-point lead right now. Looking for the pass in, Travis. They get it in, and the ball's down on the floor. Midland saves it in, Warner. Warner will bring it into the front court after the steal. Warner hesitates, nothing there. Now feeds it to Walter Storf, and Tyler has it tapped away from behind by Ben Emick. 10:14 left to play in the game. Dort College trails 66-63. Dort College will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Warner. Warner looking, still looking, finds Severs. Severs gets it to go. Looked like he might have drawn the foul. No call made. Dort College trails 66-65. Pretty physical on every play in the lane, especially here in the second half. Midland has the ball, leading by a point. Emig working against Rindles. So Nathan Rindles in right now. Dort College playing Rindles and Warner together. Emig, little floater, good. Ben Emig with 12 points. Dort College trails 68-65. Not sure you want to go with a freshman guarding Emig. Might be all they're left with, though, for matchups. Emig, pretty heady player, answering back with a two-pointer of his own is Rindles. So Rindles with 7 points. Dort College trails 68-67. Now let's see if Dort College can get a stop. Travis, that's Hoosier, beg your pardon. Hoosier picks up his dribble, passes over to Parrott, guarded by Tyler Walterstorff. Parrott with the basketball. They get it underneath Vaughn, and nobody was there. Jerome Vaughn with 4 points. Dort College trails 70-67. Coming back the other way is Warner. 9 minutes left to go in the game. Comes to Kaiser. Kaiser at the free throw line. Kaiser comes back over to Rindles. Rindles, Warner. Warner, Tyler Walterstorff. Back over to Warner. Warner to Tyler. Tyler drops it inside for Severs. They double down. Now they leave the double team. Severs puts it up, puts it down. He's got 11. Dort College trails 70-69. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back for more after this. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It'll be Midland basketball after the Dort College timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Midland basketball, 8:40 left to play in the game. Galen Gully out front with it, guarded there by Cliff Warner. North College on the defense. They swing it left side, Emick. Emick guarded. They get it down low to Vaughn. Vaughn puts it up. Shot no good. Good defense that time by Severs. Gets it away to Warner. Warner stops. Pop. Three. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser tries to feed it down low, and they've got a kick called on Midland. Kaiser saw the trees and decided he wanted to dump it off instead, and it's kicked by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Warner stopped and popped the three, but missed it in transition. Dort College able to get the rebound, though. Now they're shooting for the lead, down by one. Warner to inbound the basketball. Gets it into Sean. Sean rolls it down low for Lindbergh. Lindbergh hook shot in the lane. Good. Kyle Lindbergh with 4 points. Dort College retakes the lead at 71-70. 71-70, back the other way. Gully catches, fires a three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. 8:04 remaining, ball game. Feels like a pretty big spot right here. Dort College leads 71-70. Cliff Warner will bring it up. Warner with the basketball, guarded by Gully. Pass left side over to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Trevor over to Kachi. Austin in the ballgame. Head fake by Severs, and Severs is held on the play. That's foul number four, I believe, on Jerome Vaughn. Vaughn picks up number four. He'll, with 7:49 left to go, Todd Eisner's going to have to make a decision, and it doesn't take long for him to do so. Trace Murray's going to check into the contest. Chris Severs goes to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw on the way for Severs, the senior from Huxley, Iowa. No good. Another free throw on the way for Severs. So Trace Murray checks in. Checking out is Jerome Vaughn. A second free throw on the way by Severs, trying to make it a 2-point Dort College lead. And this one's too strong. Rattles. No good. Shucks. Dort College with a chance to build the lead. They don't do so. Here comes Midland now with a chance to retake the lead. Emig out front, guarded by Trevor Walterstorff. Dort College on the defense. Here comes Emig. Emig with the basketball, and we've got a foul called on the ball screen. That's going to go on Chris Severs. Severs whistled for his second. Jordan Vogel checks back in. Fresh 35 for Midland to work with. 7:31 left to go in the game. Dort College, 71. Midland, 70. Ben Emig with the basketball. Emig guarded out front by Trevor Walterstorff. They look for the ball screen. Emig picks up his dribble. Passes back over to Travis. Travis will test the waters. Drives in. Scoop shot, no, but he's fouled on the play by Austin Kachi. Not so sure about that one. But as I say so often, my opinion, not the one that counts, and Dylan Travis will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Felt like a bailout call as Austin Kachi played pretty good defense that time, I thought. Free throws on the way for Travis, a 77% free throw shooter. First free throw is up and good. Ties it up. Another free throw on the way. 7:17 left to go in the game. Second free throw is up, and this one's good as well. So Travis, 12 of 15 now from the free throw line this season. Midland retakes the lead at 72-71. Could be one of those nights where the last team to have the basketball wins. Cliff Warner into the front court. Right side pass, it goes to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Down low it goes Vogel. Vogel, they bring the double team. He hook shot. Good. Jordan Vogel with 14 points. Dort College leads 73-72. Midland brings the double team, and then they retreat back to the perimeter. Dort College back in front by one. With it is Emig. Emig fires it off for Atkins. Atkins has his pocket picked by Trevor Walterstorff, but he can't hold on to it. 6:48 left to go in the game. Inbounding will be Galen Gully for Midland. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor. Midland not quite the same. They've got Hoosier on the floor instead of Vaughn. Out front with the basketball is Gully. Gully goes to Hoosier. Hoosier had the hot hand in the first half. Hoosier has to bring it out to midcourt. Sets the offense. 10 to shoot, Emig. Emig with the basketball guarded by Vogel. Now Dort College, a mismatch out front. Emig will put up the three. Missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Atkins. Three-pointer is up and good by Hoosier. 75-73. Comes right side. They go over to Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel on the right wing. Ball fake. Takes Murray to the basket. Trace Adkins, where did that come from for your country western fans? That's Trace Murray. Commits the foul. And free throws on the way for Jordan Vogel, trying to tie the game up after a three-pointer by Jalen Hoosier moments ago. Gave Midland a two-point lead at 75-73. 6:05 left to play in regulation. First free throw by Vogel is good. So Vogel with 15. Got 9 points in the second half. Trying to tie it at 75 all. Free throw is up. Vogel missed it to the side. 74-75 Dort College down a point. Here comes Midland. Into the front court is Gully. Gully with the basketball. Very physical out front. Can't stress that enough. Emig with the ball. Emig out front. Goes left side over to Parrott. Parrott with the ball off the dribble. They bounce it off to Murray. Murray layup good. Dort College has been daring Midland to make that play. And that time they do it off the pick and roll. They give it back to Murray. And Murray finishes at the rim. Dort College with the basketball. Kachi to Walthersdorf. He lost it. Picked up by Midland. Busted play. Turnover. And here's Parrott with the slam dunk. Parrott with 12. And Midland has taken a 6-point lead at 80-74. Dort College brings the ball up. This is Warner. Dort College needs a bucket. We talked about it being a pivotal point of the game. And Dort College just turned it over. Here comes Midland with a chance to build on the 5-point lead. 79-74, Parrott will drive in. Blocking foul on Vogel. Count the basket for Parrott, and Midland has taken the momentum. 79-74, now it's 81-74. Midland has now scored 9 in a row. Pending a free throw, I should say 9 out of the last 11, pending the free throw, they can take an 8-point lead here. 5:06 left to go. There's still plenty of time, but you need stops and you need buckets now. As Midland, pretty adept at running the shot clock down, Parrott is not a good free throw shooter. He's 38% for the season, but he makes that one. 82-74, Midland down 8, or up 8, I should say. Defenders have the basketball down. Trevor Walthersdorf with it. Kaiser, dumps it off. Tyler, draws the contact, no call made. Got to go up strong, got to finish tonight. Ben Emig with the basketball across half court. Midland with a chance to blow it open. Trying to take a double-digit lead. Dort College needs a stop. Hoosier with the basketball. Hoosier picks up his dribble in the corner. Comes back over to Parrott. Parrott, layup with the left hand, good. Not a good matchup right now. Tyler Walthersdorf unable to keep up with him, and Midland leads 84-74, and Dort College is forced to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, you're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with more after this. You're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This was a 73-72 lead for Dort College not that long ago. Chris Severs went to the free throw line to try and extend the lead. He missed the free throw. The free throws, I should say. Midland came down, hit a three. Dort College answered with a free throw by Jordan Vogel to make it 75-74. And since then, Midland has outscored Dort College 9-0. Lead by 10 with 4:23 remaining. Cliff Warner goes inside to Trevor Walthersdorf. Goes to Severs. Severs at the free throw line. Now Lindbergh. Lindbergh backing his way in. Hook shot, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Shot is up and good for Lindbergh. It's an 8-point ball game. 84-76. Midland with the basketball. 4:04 remaining in regulation. Dort College needs stops and buckets. Gets pretty simple at this point. Gully guarded by Warner. Pass right side over to Emig. Emig to Gully. They're going to run clock. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 3:50 on the game clock. Gully with the basketball. That's a mismatch as Severs came out to jam him. They get it back over to Parrott. Parrott will drive in. Nothing there. Backs it back out to Hoosier. 8 seconds remaining. Hoosier with the basketball. He comes back over to Parrott. Parrott down to the baseline. His shot is up and good. Hung in the air. He gets the shot to go. Parrott, a pretty dynamic player. Dort College trails by 10 again, 86-76. Comes left side over to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff to Severs. Severs, Warner. Warner out beyond the three-point line. Matched up with there. 3:15 remaining. Not panic time, but it's awfully difficult right now. Severs wheels into the lane. Gets the shot up, and he's fouled on the play. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. One for four today from the charity stripe. He made his first one. Now he's missed three in a row. Chris with 11 points right now. 3:08 left to go in this ballgame. Midland 86, Dort College 76. Free throw by Severs is good. Dort College has to make these free throws. Clock is stopped. You're not going to get these that many opportunities with the clock stopped to make up ground. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out, by the way, both in the 1-1. Severs makes both free throws. Severs now with 13, and the defenders trail 86-78. Bringing the basketball up is Gully. Gully with it on the right side. Gully guarded there by Warner. Gets a ball screen. They go look for Murray down low. Instead, they come back over to Emig. Emig on the sideline in front of the Midland bench. Emig looking down low. Murray in the lane. His hook shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. Now, did the ball hit the rim on the shot is my question. If it did not, the shot clock is at 10. If it did, they'll reset it. And I believe they're going to reset it. Yep, they're going to reset it. I think that's the right call. I thought the ball caught the rim. And a timeout on the floor charged to Midland. 86-78, Midland in front. 2:42 left to go in the game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout charged to Midland. Back with more right after this. These conference games typically come down to 3- and 4-minute stretches where you must execute, take care of the basketball, and get some stops defensively. Here in the second half, Midland has answered the Dort College challenge. Right now they're in the driver's seat up by 8 with 2:42 remaining. A fresh 35 seconds on the shot clock. And Midland will inbound the basketball with Jalen Hoosier to throw it in. Hoosier with the basketball. He gives it up to Ben Emig. Emig with the basketball. Emig guarded by Kachi. They're going to run time, try to turn the clock into an ally. Hoosier with it on the right side. Hoosier guarded by Walterstorff. They pass right side Parrott. Parrott's had the hot hand as of late. He splits the defense, drives in, short arms the layup, but Trace Murray is there. And we've got a foul on the play called on the defenders, and Murray will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. James Parrott with 14 points in the second half. For the game, he's got 19. Trace Murray will go to the free throw line for the 1-1. The foul, by the way, went on Kaiser, and that's been the night for Midland this evening. It kicks high off the heel, and it drops through. Kaiser is in. Lindbergh is out. Dort College trying to get a three-point shooter on the floor with 2:24 left to go in regulation. 87-78. Another free throw on the way for Murray, trying to reestablish a 10-point difference, and that one rattles out no good. A rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser hands it off to Warner. Warner will bring it up. Dort College down 9. They need a bucket. How many times have we said that the last couple of minutes? Trevor Walterstorff lays the three-pointer short. It's down on the ground, picked up by Hoosier. It's going to get tough now. Gully walks it into the front court. They'll take it down near the 2.5-minute mark before, the 1.5-minute mark before they shoot this basketball. Gully with it out front. Goes over to Emig. It's a 9-point ball game right now, so a 3-possession contest, and Kaiser fouls Parrott. Not a bad foul because Parrott is not a good free throw shooter. Parrott this season entering the game 16-42 from the charity stripe. He's 17-43 though. And he'll shoot the 1-1, Will Parrott. Parrott with a game high 19 points. Free throw by Parrott, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. 1:50 and counting. Ball game. Dort College down 9. Warner into the front court. Warner on the left side, guarded by Gully. Feeds it down low, Severs. Severs working on Murray. Severs over the shoulder shot, good. Chris Severs with a two-point basket. He's got 15. And with 1:39 left to go in the game, North College trails 87-80. Timeout charged to the defenders. North College has one timeout remaining. Midland has two left. Both teams are in the bonus. Midland is in the double bonus from here on out. 87-80. North College is down seven. 1:39 left to go in the game. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing real estate, I should say, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Midland basketball after the timeout, leading by seven are the Warriors. They're in the backcourt with it, Gully. And Gully is fouled on the play by Trevor Walthersdorf. Trevor slid with Gully. And we have seen much more contact treated like regular course of action this evening. But as it is, Gully will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Gully with 17, now 18 points, and he's trying to make it a 9-point ball game again. Second free throw on the way for Gully is up and down. It's going to be tough. 89-80. Three three-pointers is what Dort College needs, and they need them in rapid order. 1:30 and counting. 90 seconds. Warner drives in. Pull up from 17. No, missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Midland and Dylan Travis. Dort College commits the foul on the rebound, and this one could get stretched out if Midland makes the free throws and Dort College doesn't convert. Very similar to the Doan game 2 weeks ago. Dort College trying not to pick up their second loss of the year, but Midland is in the driver's seat. Travis misses the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Double bonus time for Midland. 1:23 left to go of the game. 89-80. Midland in front. Now 90-80. Dylan Travis makes both free throws. He's got 9 points. Kaiser goes over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Kachi, Kachi, lay in, good. Kachi with a 2-point basket. He's got 11. North College trails by 8 again, 90-82. Midland with the basketball in the backcourt. Gully splits the defense. He drives all the way to the other end. Now North College has to commit a foul. Emig with the basketball. They took Parrott off of the floor. And Travis is fouled on the play by Trevor Walthersdorf. Dylan Travis, 3-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. We'll go to the free throw line with his team up by 8 and a chance to reestablish a double-digit lead. So Midland electing to put James Parrott on the bench. Despite his 19 points, he's not a good free throw shooter, so they'll try to put better free throw shooters on the floor. Dylan Travis makes the first one. He's got 10 points this evening off of the bench. Gives Midland a 9-point lead, and this can turn it into a 4-possession ball game, and he does so. 92-82. Too many points surrendered by Dort College tonight. A bad stretch in the first half. Dort College trading twos and twos. Trevor Walthersdorf underneath makes the basket. He's got 13, and with less than a minute left to go in the contest, Dort College uses their last timeout, trailing by 8, 92-84. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Let's take a break. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trails 92-84. They're down 48-43 at the half. Dort College came out took the lead at 51-50. It was tied at 53. It was tied again at 63. Dort College held a one-point lead at 71-70, and their last lead was at 73-72. Since then, Midland has been in the driver's seat. Hoosier gets the ball inbounded to Emig. Emig with it in the backcourt. Throws it. Taken away by Walterstorff. Kachi. Three ball. No good off the heel. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner kicks it left side. Kaiser. Three ball. No good. Rebound tapped by Kachi. 31.6 seconds left. There was your chance for Dort College. You could have gone from 8 to 5. Now you got to get the ball back as Midland gets the ball after Dort College tapped it out. A couple of missed threes, and they were pretty good looks. Long pass over the top. Driving in. And Rendles commits the foul on Dylan Travis. Rendles got enough of the ball so that it wasn't called an intentional foul, but there was no doubt that Rendles wasn't going to let Dylan Travis get that shot up. Free throw on the way by Travis is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Dylan Travis. So, second free throw on the way for Travis. This one's up and made it. I believe he is 6-for-8 from the free throw line. Midland now leads 94-84. Warner makes the three on the other end. He's got 15 points, all on three-point baskets. Back at Midland, and I apologize. Once again, our phone line drops out. It's been that kind of afternoon. 95-87, Dort College is down. Cliff Warner hit a three-pointer to cut it down to, 94-87. And then a foul called on Dort College. So with 22 seconds remaining, Dort College is down 8. Midland is shooting another free throw to try and make it a 9-point difference. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College, it's going to be a long shot no matter how you cut it. I'm not sure the math even works out. Got to get up and down the floor three times at least, and you need the opponent to cooperate by missing free throws. Dylan Travis shooting another free throw, and he misses that one. So Dort College trails by 8. The door is not open very far. Walterstorff into the front court, gets it over to Kachi. Kachi off the bounce. He's going to drive in. Shot is up off the glass. Good. Austin Kachi with a two-point basket. It's 95-89. It's a six-point ball game, and a foul committed in the backcourt on Cliff Warner. 11.4 seconds remaining. Galen Gully will go to the free throw line to shoot two. I have Galen Gully down with 18. He should have 19 points, according to the scoreboard. Now he's got 20. 96-89, Dort College down. Second free throw by Gully is up and good, and that does it. 10 seconds left. Walterstorff into the front court. He's going to pull up, put up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Hoosier, and for the second time in 2 weeks, Dort College goes on the road and loses in Nebraska. This time it's a 97-89 win for the Midland Warriors over the Dort College Defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders fall by a final score of 97-89 this evening in Fremont, Nebraska. This game hinged on two different runs. The first one coming in the first half when Dort College led 21-20. Midland went on a 12-0 run and eventually got up by 14 at 42-28. Fort Dort College cut it down to 48-43 at the half. Dort College continued the momentum in the second half. taking a 53-50 lead, and they were still up 71-70 when Midland, well, I should say 73-72 when Midland took the lead for good. Dort College got stuck on 74 points. Well, Midland built a double-digit lead. Dort College turned it over, and the Warriors win it by a final score of 97-89, as Dort College is never able to make a serious run at the Midland Warriors in the late going. They had a chance to cut it from 8-5 with under a minute left to go in the game. Missed a couple of three-pointers, and Midland makes their free throws at the end for the eight-point win of 97-89. This is what it looks like in terms of the statistics. Dort College 35-65 from the floor, 53.8%, 10-24 on threes, 41.7%, 9-14 on free throws, 64.3%. For Midland, they were 34-55 from the floor, 63% in the first half, 60% in the second half. That is not going to get it done. 12-23 on three-pointers, 52.2%, 17-23 on free throws, 73.9%. Dort College wins the rebounding battle, 34-28. Turnovers, Dort College 11, Midland 9. Offensively, Dort College paced by Jordan Vogel, Cliff Warner, and Chris Severs with 15 points apiece, 13 each for Austin Kachi and Trevor Waltersdorf, 7 for Nathan Rindles, 6 for Kyle Lindberg, 3 for Aaron Van Buck, 2 for Tyler Waltersdorf. That's their total of 89 points for Midland. They're led by Galen Gulley with 21 points, 19 for James Parrott, 14 each for Dylan Travis and Jalen Hoosier, 12 for Ben Emick, 8 for Kiefer Musial, 4 for Jerome Vaughn, 3 for Trace Murray, 2 for Avery Langford for their total of 97 points. Rebounds, Trevor Waltersdorf had 9. No one else with more than 4 for Dort College. Austin Kachi and Kyle Lindberg each have 4, 3 for Sean Kaiser, 3 for Cliff Warner. For Midland, 5 rebounds each for Trace Murray and Dylan Travis, 3 each for Jalen Hoosier and James Parrott, 5 assists for Ben Emig, 4 for James Parrott, 3 for Dylan Travis. For Midland, Cliff Warner had 5 assists, Trevor Waltersdorf had 5 assists, 3 assists for Kyle Lindberg and Austin Kachi, 2 steals for Cliff Warner in 37 minutes of play. For Midland, they got 3 steals from Galen Gulley, 2 steals from Ben Emig. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. You're listening to the Wireless World Postgame Wrap. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Taking a look if we have any scores from the conference to pass along to you. Midland, Doan defeats Mount Marty, 66-61. So that's a final now. Northwestern defeats Nebraska Wesleyan 79-68. No report on Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings. Concordia and Morningside will play late this evening. And so the one score we are missing right now, the in-progress games, Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Coach Ross Dalma has taken a seat beside me as we will wrap things up from Fremont, Nebraska. And, Coach, a couple disappointing stretches for your team. One comes in the first half where Midland built up a 14-point lead. The other one had a 1-point lead, and Midland ends up with a 10-point difference by the time you can stop things. But two stretches, it felt like, really decided this ballgame.
Yeah, Mike, it was. And in both of those cases, and really throughout the game, our defense just hasn't been – this wasn't where it needed to be. Even on Wednesday night, we allowed Wesleyan to shoot right at, 50-some percent. Tonight, right at 60%, a little over 60%. We just are not defending on the perimeter like we need to. Perimeter guys are having too big of nights against us, too big of games against us. And, yeah, we can score points, but the urgency to get stops right now with this team just isn't where it needs to be.
At halftime, you had cut the lead down to 5, 48-43, and to say you go into the locker room down 5, you probably felt pretty good about yourself in the last 3 or 4 minutes of that first half.
You know, Nathan Rendles, Reese Beaver, Aaron Van Vucht, Elliot Christians, and David Denherter came in. I think we were actually down 16, 44-28 at that point when they came in, and they trimmed her down and really got us some momentum and really got us playing hard for a stretch there. And came out of the locker room, put together a nice run, and got a lead. And again, though, defensively we let down. And, you know, they credit Midland. They hit some very tough shots, you know, and they got some very good players. But we need to understand that we're going to get everybody's best, and I don't know that we've really fully grasped that yet. And that's with this many, you know, returners and upperclassmen, you'd hope that you would.
James Parrott, we knew he was going to be a matchup problem during that second run in the second half. He was the matchup problem. He was able to get to the hoop a little too easily.
Yep, he did, and he also hit some long threes that, you know, over fingertips that I thought were tough for us. He was a problem. You know, I thought Ben Emig for them went on a big run where he was getting some key buckets there in that second half stretch that you alluded to, and those are big stretches where we gave up plays that you know we have to make.
Coach, I don't know that there's much positive we can get out of this one, simply because things that we have watched and been concerned about, you especially in the coaching staff, they came to fruition today, and anytime that happens, it's frustrating for a coaching staff. And so if you don't have much else to add, I'm going to let you go.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Final score, Midland 97, Dort College 89. Let's take one more break, and we'll see if we can find the final from Dakota Wesleyan with their game going on with Hastings. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this from Fremont. Well, we don't have a final in from that Hastings-Dakota Wesleyan contest, so we're going to wrap up the Wireless World post-game show. Our women's basketball scores for today from the conference: Dort over Midland 70-63, Dakota Wesleyan over Hastings 65-53, Northwestern over Nebraska Wesleyan 103-61, Mount Marty over Doan 70-55, Concordia and Morningside hitting the court late today. Men's basketball: Midland defeats Dort College 97-89. Northwestern upends Nebraska Wesleyan 79-68. Doan over Mount Marty 66-61. So the Dort College Defenders fall to 2-2 in the conference, 8-2 overall. Midland improves to 2-2 and 4-4. Next up for the Defenders, they'll face Northwestern Wednesday evening at the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center. 6 o'clock start time for the women's contest, and at 8 o'clock start time for the men's game, you can hear them on KDCR 88.5 FM. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.